Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of going to sleep, at the time of retiring to bed. One thing we learn from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many lessons, but specifically one thing in today's hadith is we learn the level of shukr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, level of gratitude that he had. And this level of gratitude is related to the level of humility a person has. When a person is very, very humble, then doesn't matter what is in front of him, he'll always be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He won't complain that the food is too hot, the food is too cold, it's overdone or it's underdone, or why it's vegetable today and why it's not meat. Or a person won't be complaining about anything, it's too hot, it's too cold. A person is happy that Allah Ta'ala has sent down this condition to me. And Allah Ta'ala is the one that has granted me. So that shukr is overwhelming in his heart. So this was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's dua we'll see at the time of bed also, the level of shukr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make when going to sleep. Even from his duas, we come to learn the level of humility, the level of gratitude that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed. An Anas radiyallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان إذا أوى إلى فراشه قال الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكفانا وآوانا فكم ممن لا كافي له ولا مؤوي رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم retired to his bed, he made this dua: الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكفانا وآوانا. فَكَمْ مِنْ مَنْ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِيَ. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who has granted us food and drink and who has given us sufficient. In other words, whatever necessities we had, Allah Ta'ala sufficed for those necessities. So all praise is due to Allah. Imagine going to sleep now, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you have given us food, you have given us drink, you sufficed for every necessity of ours. You have taken care of every necessity of ours, O Allah. Before sleeping also, we thanking you for all these favors that you have granted us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this dua, فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِيَ. So first, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who has granted us food and drink, and who has given us sufficient and provided us with shelter, provided us with protection. Even this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making shukr for. How many times we went to sleep and we thanked Allah Ta'ala for that roof over our head. We thanked Allah Ta'ala for that walls around us. That we got some protection, we are protected, we are safe. Got a shelter over our head. Well, how many times did we thank Allah Ta'ala for that? This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the home of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simple, simple, as simple could be, but yet he's thanking Allah Ta'ala for that protection that Allah Ta'ala has granted him. The shelter that Allah Ta'ala has given him, the safety that Allah Ta'ala has given him, this is a very great thing. And the next part of this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِيَ. There are so many people who do not have sufficient for the needs. And there are so many people who have no shelter. So many people who have no shelter, no protection, no safety. Look at it, how many people are sleeping on the streets? How many people are sleeping at places where there's no shelter, no place? Wherever they can find a space, they're sleeping under a bridge. Sometimes you'll see people sleeping. Sometimes under one shop ledge, people are sleeping. Somebody finds a small corner, he's sleeping in the corner. And we are sleeping so comfortably at home, that we ever thank Allah Ta'ala for that bed that Allah Ta'ala has given us, pillow Allah has given us, the blanket Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us in his dua. What a high level of shukr. Man is going to sleep, he's thanking Allah Ta'ala for the food, thanking Allah for the drink, thanking Allah Ta'ala for fulfilling all his needs, thanking Allah for the shelter. And then reminding himself how many people there are who do not have sufficient for their needs, and how many people there are who do not have any shelter over their head, do not have any type of safety and protection. Ulama explained that there are so many people who do not have sufficient and who do not have shelter. Has got a few meanings. It's so deep in meaning that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it could refer to the many people who are in enemy custody or living under oppressive conditions. Look at the people in Gaza. Under oppressive conditions, staying in tents, and even in the tents also they're getting bombed. So yeah, we're thinking of these type of people that are staying in oppressive condition. It refers to many, many of the mushrikeen, disbelievers, agnostic and others who do not know Allah Ta'ala, who recognize His bounties. Allah Ta'ala does not assist them, because He only assists those who believe in Him and appreciate in His bounties. Allah Ta'ala may give these people outward things Allah Ta'ala may give them, but the true shukr and appreciation Allah Ta'ala will give to those people that recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It refers to those that who have no one to save them from difficulties, because Allah Ta'ala has destined destruction for them. So these people, so many of them, they are destined for destruction. Why? Because they do not believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They don't have anybody to protect them. Allah, You have given us You. So the person is saying, how many people do not have sufficient and who do not have any shelter, do not have protection? In other words, how many people are going to sleep without having You, O Allah? You are the one that is giving protection. You are giving shelter. You are giving this. How many people don't have You? So this is what is meant by this. How many people don't have You, O Allah? What a great bounty that is, to have Allah as our Allah. That is something which is a very, very great bounty. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, how many people who do not have sufficient, they do not have no shelter, in other words, they do not have Allah there. So this is the third explanation. Those that do not have Allah Ta'ala to save them from any type of difficulties, because Allah Ta'ala has destined destruction for them. So when a person is thinking like this, automatically he is going to sleep with shukr. And this is something that Allah Ta'ala loves a lot. Allah Ta'ala does not like when a person complains and a person keeps on complaining about all the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala makes. Na qadri of the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah loves when a person is appreciative and he's grateful. Like that, if we have to just extend our mind and expand upon what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, from the time we were born, from the time we were in the wombs of our mother, who took care of us? Allah Ta'ala took care of us. From the time we were children, who took care of us? Allah Ta'ala fed us, clothed us, provided somebody to show us love, help us grow up. And even now in our life, Allah Ta'ala has granted us children, Allah has given us friends, Allah Ta'ala has given us masajid, Allah has given us ulama, Allah has given us so much. If a person just applies his mind, he can't stop thinking Allah Ta'ala, all the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Therefore it's nice sometimes when we see the people that are less fortunate, allow our minds to go there. I could have been in this person's place. I could have been that beggar, that robot, and that beggar could have been me sitting in my car. I could have been that person sleeping under the shelters. I could have been the person without food. But Allah Ta'ala reversed the roles and Allah Ta'ala put me where I am. And immediately from the heart, thank Allah Ta'ala, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has granted us so much. When a person has this in his life, then you'll find that the complaining will be much less and the shukr will be much, much more. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.